State track and field coverage continues. It would not be a state track and field meet unless we had an interview with one of the voices of the state track and field meet. And he's moonlighting here for the next couple of days because not only state track and field, but he's working the Big Ten baseball tournament, the one and only Rich Broderson. How are you doing? How is the voice holding up?
Oh, it's going well. I mean, it's baseball, Barnett. I mean, you're not talking play-by-play in football and basketball, right? No, it's going well. A little worried about today, you know. Now state track, today will be a full day before I have to head back over to the Big Ten. Mm-hmm. But the voice is doing quite well.
I told you to drink a lot of water, and Jim, I don't know if you chew a lot of gum or something like that. Keep that voice, that throat moist, because you still got a couple more days of this.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's regiment. I mean, basically, your go-to is water, and then you know, obviously at night it might be a little lemon honey or something like that in the tea, but you got your little tricks and trades to keep you rocking and rolling.
Yeah. That Big Ten tournament's pretty fun, isn't it?
It is. This is my fourth year doing it. I'm very appreciative that they asked, let me do it. And this year it's been fun. I mean, it's a different format. It's pool play, and now it's a 12-team event, and you play three games a day. Now we got to change the schedule. I have to give a lot of props out to Nate and the NSAA, also the committee at the Big Ten, to let me be able to do both and be flexible and work on those situations. But something called Mother Nature puts a little wrench in the plans, but we get things done.
Yeah, we'll see what Friday and Saturday is. Some rain in the forecast, so we need the moisture. But, boy, that would really kind of that throw both tournaments off a little bit, wouldn't it?
Yeah, you know, especially, you know, unfortunately, if you get the rain, what the waiter's saying, it's going to be overcast and dreary on Friday and Saturday for C&D. It's unfortunate, but at least it's not going to be a windstorm or a major downpour. That's really going to – it's just going to be some unfavorable conditions for these athletes. But everybody has to compete in it, and it's going to be one of those years for the state championship in class of C&D. A and B, getting away with sun and a little wind, but it's welcome to weather in Nebraska, right?
Exactly. Yeah. You got a great partner over at Scott, really helps you out, and we won't give him too much crap since he's a Holdridge Lexington guy, but he does a great job for you.
I will tell you, I really would not like to do this at all without Scott. Mm-hmm. I do state wrestling with Scott. I do state track and field with Scott. A lot of preparation goes into it, and I mean, we do our homework. We made sure, you know, who are returning medalists, who, you know, how many gold medals, silver, bronze, and all that. Just make sure the kids are being notarized the right way. But I would not do this without Scott. I mean, Scott is a tremendous partner, and appreciate everything he does and puts into it. We bounce a lot of things back and forth, and you got to know someone, and we both know each other pretty well, how we both operate, and when you feel very comfortable in doing that, that's what makes on a good state championship.
Day one was pretty fun. I mean, I tell you, Class A and Class B not disappointing, are they?
No. I think the competition level, you know, we're joking. I don't think we're going to see our 40-some records broke like we did last year. That was kind of an amazing event. But we're seeing some good performances out there. And today, obviously, is Championship Thursday for A and B. And we're going to see a lot of finals competition. And we saw some good marks yesterday.
No question. They got C&D. It's going to be fun to watch as well. You're just one of a number of McCook guys that are working this meet again this year, aren't you?
Yeah, I think Southwest Nebraska is represented. I mean, you got a lot of good people out here that have done it over time, and even props to Coach John Gum working at the shot put. Never thought he knew anything about the shot put as being a sprint coach, but yeah, they got him up there at the shot put. Probably a good place for him. Yeah. No, it's all about track minds, and you know, we got a lot of good people from the McCook area and surrounding area that provide a lot of their volunteer skills here to put on a good state championship.
Yep, got the new house, of course. Nate and Craig, I saw Craig yesterday. The Hainer boys are here early to work the vault. Mike Rasmussen, Coach Rass, he's always involved every year, isn't he?
Yes, he is. You know, obviously, from a standpoint when it comes to running events and having a running judge or being on the track, making sure everything's going by the rule book. Mike is the person you would like to be there. It's tough for me to say Mike. To me, it's Mr. Rasmussen,
right.
One of my great teachers back in my day. Love the guy to death. But it's good to see those folks still stay involved in track and field.
Finally, you and I both had a chance to see our good buddy Brian Munson yesterday. I know Brian and Dad Gary and then your dad, Max, worked – Kugler's from many years back in the day.
Absolutely. Yeah, Moose came in the box, almost scared me, because I don't think he aged, other than he's a little whiter at the top. But it was good to see Brian and the crew and Brian Munson and say hi to him. God, it's been a long, long, long time. But, yeah, you know, here, you know, talking about the digs, Barney, what do you think of the new changes here at Burke Stadium? I mean, not to take away from, you know, Brian. Brian's a good deal. But, you know, I'm telling you, a lot of things here have changed. A lot of people were kind of worried after last year's state track and field championship because to do what they wanted to do in a year, you know, in 365 days to get this place turned around. I mean, they renovated the track. They renovated the turf on the field. They renovated the grandstands. They got railings down and everything. Then you go, let's talk about the restroom facilities. Yeah. They expanded them. They blew them out, made them bigger for the fan experience. And then, of course, where we're sitting doing this interview, this new press box up top, took away your old sitting grounds down below in the stands. Yeah. But yeah. I think they did pretty well. I mean, obviously, we're using it for 4 days for a state championship, but Omaha Burke and Omaha Public Schools use it all year round, and they had to build it to their specifications, too. I think it's a great partnership.
Amen to that. This is a great-looking press box. Media, you guys, I know the Shrive and the News Channel Nebraska guys all got their own rooms. They really did a good job with this.
Yeah, hats off to John Krogstan, Dr. Krogstan, and Omaha Public Schools. The board, school board, and all that to be able to, and the foundation to be able to raise the money to get to this situation or have this facility, because this is one of the grand markers of state championships, is the state track and field championships, where it brings all classes together all at once. And we're a two day tournament format or championship format. But still, it's amazing to see the crowds that come here in May and support these athletes.
I know you're busy, man. Thanks for the time and have fun, okay?
You know what? Do you ever age?
What are you talking about? Look at all this white up here, man.
Barney, you still do such a great job.
You do a great job, but this track meet would not be anything without your voice here and calling these races, because I know you, Scott, does a great job. You guys both do a good job, but you make it what it is.
Well, thank you. We just provide a soundtrack. That's all we try to do, to watch. It's all based on how the athletes do day in and day out.